This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Contrary to popular belief, all I wanted for my birthday was not a big booty hole. It was, in fact, a Washington football team victory today, which did not happen. All in all, no, it was a good birthday. I'll be okay. Definitely still a fan, and I 100% still hate the Cowboys.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
It wasn't no way I was going to even attempt to rap along with that one. Nah, not possible. Man, I picked that because I've been working a lot lately trying to get more consistent with my happy hour bars. And I found like a 90s hip hop playlist that I was running through and ran across that song. And I just never caught that first line, like of all the stuff in that song, how iconic that song is. Like I think I remember the hook and maybe like one other bar. But like that first line is just super dope. You drew a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day. Like that's poetic.
Nigga!
That's bars, high level bars. Anyway, welcome to the What is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I must thank you first and foremost for taking some time out of your day to chill with me, talk about whatever it is we talk about. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. Man, yeah, I think the only other bar I know from that song, which is the one I did for like happy hour bars last week, was I did your partner because she hot as a baker, because I'm naughty by nature, not because I hate you. That was the level of toxic masculinity we was on back then. Anyway, I was like elementary school, but whatever. Yeah, I don't know. That's the start to the episode. Here we are. I guess I'll do our normal stuff. I'll go ahead and give you our Chef Elise update.
Out of Pepe.
Yeah, this is not my week with Chef Elise, but I did have some interactions with her and had some stuff from last week that I forgot to mention. It was a strange interaction this week. Basically, I got like I gave Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
I gave her a Amazon Echo 5, like one of those little ones that so we could do video calls with each other, so she could initiate a video call with me without anybody else's help. You know, taught her how to ask it to call daddy, and they would call me anytime she wanted to see me or talk to me. She could do it. And so I get a video call from Elise, you know, at some point during this week. I don't remember what day it was. But you know, I answer the call and it's her like going off. Like she's full on tantrum. Mom's in the room and basically, so weirdly enough, the issue was, and this is like just new school shit. It was just, I don't know, baller type shit. But she has two rooms for some reason. Like she has a bedroom and then she has a playroom. But the playroom also has a bed in it. And for whatever reason, this night, she couldn't decide which room she wanted to sleep in. And she had issues with both rooms. One of them was too dark and one of them was something else. It was it was like one of those moments that I had where it's like, if I was a kid, like my mother, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what would have happened to you if you had two rooms for some reason and could not figure out a way to calmly put yourself to bed in one of them. Like, you know what would have happened. But I got the video call and, you know, and Elise's, she's going off, and it was weird. Like again, it's another like new school parenting thing. Like I'm parenting from a box. Like I'm just a voice in a box. Like I'm just like my head and I'm like trying to talk to her and she's looking over at me, but you know, I can't like grab her and hold her or, you know, or anything. Like I can't really interact with her. And if she decides like she's not going to look my way, then she's just not looking my way. But I don't know. It ended calmly, I think, from what I hear. You know, she'd be on much better behavior this week for the rest of the week. I had mentioned to her mom, like, and this was going to hurt me to my heart, but I mentioned to her mom, like, maybe we, you know, if she's really getting out of control like this, because she doesn't do that around me, so I'm not aware of these behavior problems. And when I say she doesn't do it around me, I only have her for like 2 days every 2 weeks. So I don't have a large enough sample size to be like, anybody can be good for 2 days, you know, especially when it's just, you know, all strawberries and let's go to indoor playgrounds and go to the movies and stuff like that, you know. So, but yeah, you know, she had been better for the rest of the week. And, but I had mentioned to her mom that like, we might have to leverage Christmas. Like Christmas is coming up. This is not the time of the year to be showing your ass as a kid, because you know, you could lose stuff. You could have things. And at this point, like I don't think I've purchased everything that I intend to purchase for Christmas. So it's not like you losing gifts that were already bought for you. It's like, man, this might change what I purchase in the next, 2 weeks? That's all we got left. But yeah, I had mentioned to her mom that we may have to start leveraging Christmas. You know, mention to her that you can't do this shit right now, you know, and expect for Santa Claus or whoever. I hate the Santa Claus thing. Like, and I don't hate it from no religious standpoint or from no, I don't know, fairy tale, you know, not wanting to lie to children with the fairy tales and stuff. I hate it from a very egotistical, selfish credit point of view. Like I put effort into the gifts that I buy for my daughter. I want them to show that I pay attention to her, that I'm interested in what she's interested in, and I'm trying to help her pursue those things. And so that's, you know, I put thought into the gifts. And then when I give her something, and then, you know, I see her later on, and she's talking about whatever it is that I gave her, and I say, like, you know, you remember who gave you that? And she says, yeah, it's Santa Claus. I'd be ready to kick Santa Claus' ass. Like, Santa Claus ain't do a goddamn thing. Like, Santa Claus ain't go to work one day last year to buy you that thing. All day, I want the credit. Fuck Santa Claus. But yeah, I had mentioned to mom that we might have to scale back Christmas. And I don't know. I don't think she said anything to her about it. My daughter may just be like that aware. But like the next day she woke up and she told her mom that she was going to be better because she didn't want to lose Christmas. So it was an odd coincidence. She didn't say she mentioned anything to her about it, but I don't know. It worked. Maybe she just felt the vibes coming off that through the screen. I don't know. Anyway, on a lighter note with Elise, because we do have good times too. She's not always showing her ass. She does this thing. Like, so I guess I know when she's here, the temptation to like sit her in front of a screen. There's a TV in her room. You know, there's a TV in the living room. And you know, when I need to get something done, when I need to clean or whatever, the temptation to set her in front of the screen is just overwhelming. It's too easy to do. So it happens. And so it seems like at home, it obviously must happen as well, because she can recite commercials verbatim. And so at any moment when you are interacting with Chef Elise,
out of Pepe,
she might just go off into a commercial and you might not be aware of it until she starts like mentioning like brand name stuff. And she gets me every time. Like I never see it coming. I never have any idea to be about to go into a commercial, but she does it. She gets me every time. So like last week, you know, before her birthday, the morning we woke up before her birthday party, I asked her what she wanted for breakfast. I was going to make her favorite breakfast. I thought it was going to be pancakes, aka flan cakes. That's what I make. You know, and dad hasn't made pancakes in a while, so I was ready to flex my skills. But she's like, nah, she wanted an egg sandwich. I'm like, all right, bet. Way easier. I can knock that out, no problem. So we sitting there, we eating our egg sandwiches. And You know, she leans over to me and she's like, "Hey, Dad, you know what?" And I'm like, "What, sweet pea?" She's like, "Right now at Wendy's, you can get a new breakfast sandwich with a freshly cracked." She goes straight into the commercial, like verbatim. And then we get out of that one, and then somehow later on, she's like, "And, you know, nobody likes soggy fries. You want the fresh, crispy fries from Wendy's." Like, "Oh, okay." The only upside to that was that maybe next time she's on a fast food thing, I don't have to suffer through McDonald's, and maybe we can get some Wendy's. We'll see. But, yeah, that's my Chef Elise update for the week.
Out of Pepe!
As far as me and what's going on with me, whatever the main topic for today would be, I feel like we're going to get there some way, somehow. I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's the week after my birthday. I'm adjusting to middle-aged life, whatever this post-40 situation is. And I swear, like, this is going to be one of the last times, like, I mentioned my age. I think I've been going overboard with that, just, like, talking about how old I am and being old and old and blah, blah, blah. I'm irritating myself, so I can only understand. I can only imagine how much I'm irritating y'all. But yeah, I mean, last time we spoke, it was like 3 a.m. the morning of my birthday. So, you know, shit has happened since then. And y'all the only people I had to talk about it, so that's what we're going to do. Before I get to that, here's a complaint I have for you guys. Because I love you guys. I love you with, I don't want to say all my heart. But yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. That feels weird. But I found an episode of the show, episode 71. So we're on episode 232. And this is the first year of the podcast where I've actually been able to maintain a weekly, like, get a show out every week. So you can only imagine how far back 71 is from 231. This is episode 232, my bad. But I found episode 71, and it's been up for like more than 4 years. And it had like damn near no audio. It was like a minute and 52 seconds worth of audio in this episode. And this guy downloads and plays. And it's been up for 4 years. And nobody has ever mentioned, "Hey, yo, you got this. I couldn't hear all of episode 71 or whatever." Like, it just, like, y'all really don't be giving a fuck about me sometimes. I just got to say that. I got to get it off my chest because I feel some type of way. But I went ahead and luckily I saved all of this. I had the audio and I was able to get the full episode and put it up. Unfortunately, it was at a time where, like, my recording skills and my audio engineer skills and the technology I was using, we only had one audio track back then. All the mics and everything was on one audio track. And in this episode was when I had a co-host, Rich. And Rich, I guess, must have been sick or something. He's coughing through the whole thing. And it's like no way for me to edit out the coughs without, like, you know, cutting up what I'm saying. Like, he's coughing while I'm talking. It's horrible. But it's I think it's an interesting episode, especially to see like how it's aged, because we talked about some pretty serious stuff, and you know, I got on a soapbox a couple times and had a couple sermons. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, how it's aged in terms of how people would take it now. Seeing as though they never heard it back then, it'd be brand new today. And I don't know. So if you get a chance, check out episode 71. Whatever. But I don't know, the big thing that like came to my attention this week after the birthday. So, you know, I put the episode out Monday, which was really for like people who don't know me personally, was their first inclination that I had a birthday coming. Or, you know, like, I think I only mentioned it on the show maybe the episode before that. And then, you know, and just in passing, I'm not one of those like, my birthday coming, I'm doing this for my birthday. I'm not one of those birthday month type people or birthday week type people. Like, to me, it was that day. I had that day to feel like it was my birthday. And then the next day, it was no longer my birthday. Like, you know, life goes on. And, but yeah, I put the episode out. And so, like, a couple of people who listen to the show and, you know, who I communicate with, you know, let me know that they was, you know, happy that I made it another year, you know, saying happy birthday and things like that. And then, you know, somebody asked me, did I have any plans? Like, what was I going to do for my birthday? It was the 40th. Like, so it's not just a birthday. It's, It's a milestone birthday. And like, I ain't had no plan. I told him, like, it's just another day to me. Like, it's just another day. I didn't even take the day off work. I was working from home, so same difference. But, you know, I still did my job. You know, all it meant for me was that, you know, there was going to be some people who dropped me some stuff on Facebook. And I was, like, keeping track of social media so I could like things and appreciate all of the love that was coming through, real or imagined. But that was about it. Like, I don't even think I got a call from my mom. Like, my mom's been going through some things, so she texted me. We in that era where you can text. She texted me to say happy birthday. We talked today where she seemed more like, man, my baby boy is 40. But on the day, nothing really happened. I didn't, so the person I was having this conversation with was just like, man, like, you know, yeah, I don't know if you like, you know, like, do guys celebrate birthdays or something like that? And that got me to thinking, because so I did the episode last week and I started out with that 2 Chainz song, you know, All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty. And I didn't want to do that song. I didn't want to use that song. Like, that's really not my style. No diss to 2 Chainz, but it's just not my style. I didn't want to do the whole big booty hole like that. I don't know. That's not me. But when I was looking for like hip hop birthday songs, like all of the songs is like about a woman's birthday. Or it's like Destiny's Child talking about what they're going to do. I couldn't play that to start off my episode. So it got me thinking, like, is it okay for dudes to celebrate birthday? Like, what is it about me that makes me not want to celebrate my birthday? And it doesn't seem to be uncommon for the people I'm around to be the same way. Men. I think I told the person, like, you know, I don't like that much attention. I don't want that kind of, it doesn't feel masculine for me to seek that kind of attention, to be like, it's my birthday. Like, you know, hey, everybody look at me. It's my birthday. Like that don't, like, I should never want that kind of, I should never want that much attention. Even just the act of wanting that kind of attention feels effeminate for, you know, lack of a better word. And, it's one of the reasons why I feel like a Neanderthal in this new world, because I do see a lot of like attention seeking dudes. And I'm saying this and it seems like hypocritical as I'm saying it, because I have a podcast and I put out a podcast every week asking for people to listen to it. But really my goal, even in that, was just to have a forum to kind of like speak and be myself and feel like people knew me, you know, and that, you know, if anything ever happened to me, there was this record of my existence. Like that was the whole esoteric kind of plan for it. But I chose this medium because it felt like the most anonymous. Like I could just drop these podcasts, or I'm just a disembodied voice. You don't know me. I don't even have to have the conversation in front of you and see your reaction to what I'm saying. It feels like we're having a conversation. It's one-sided, but I don't have to have like that. You right there. I don't have to feel like anybody is looking at me. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want eyes on me. I don't like to attract attention. And it feels like something that was just like deeply rooted in me in terms of like what's masculinity. And I don't know. And it's, you know, I guess, and I don't feel like it's just me, because I think like dudes know other dudes don't want attention. So like my homies took me out for my birthday to dinner last night. And yeah, it was Chad, big bad motherfucking Chad, my homie, his girl, and another of our old roommates, Zaya Fitness. I was actually hanging out with Zaya Fitness. So, you know, I actually do know the dude that is my homie, my brother. And so he came out for my birthday dinner. But like you could tell, like just when the waiter came over and it's it's 4 of us. And so he asked if, you know, we were celebrating anything. And of course I wasn't going to say nothing. And then almost no, like you could see it in his face, like the joy he got out of like putting the spotlight on me, like, oh, it's his birthday. And then, you know, the whole time we were there, like we went to a hibachi place. So the chef made like a 40 out of the fried rice and shit. And it was just, and the whole time it was uncomfortable. And like, you could tell Chad and Isaiah were enjoying the fact that I was uncomfortable. Like they understand that we don't want the attention, that nobody wants the attention on them, like as a dude. And it's just fucking weird. I don't know if it's like it's toxic or something. I don't know. Dudes just like fucking with each other. Like we really do, like on some serious levels. Like, you know, like, you know, you're making me uncomfortable and this is fun for you. And then, you know, Zaya Fitness is there with us. And he's vegan. And he's vegan, not on some, he thinks it's immoral to kill animals or anything like that. Like, now he's just super into his fitness. He believes in a plant-based diet. And he tries to do that as much as he possibly can. That doesn't mean, like, he will occasionally eat meat. And it seems to be typically when he's out with us, because we almost, like, we fuck with him about the veganism. Like, we give him such a hard time, and we take him places like steakhouses and the hibachi. We went to the hibachi spot specifically because it had, you could get just a veggie thing or tofu or something like that. He ate meat though. But like we in the car before we go in there, like placing bets on whether or not we can get him to eat some meat tonight. It's just like, dudes just enjoy. Like, looking back on it, that seemed like a serious thing. Like, why would we be fucking with him about, like, a lifestyle change that he is trying to make for his health, and we having fun seeing if we can fuck it up for him? Like, dudes are just horrible. We are horrible people to each other. I understand. I don't know what it's like to be a woman, you know, dealing with a man. But as a man dealing with men, we are fucked up. Like, it is bad. Another thing I noticed with that, and I saw so many people talking about how good the Kevin Hart show is on Netflix. Was a true story. And so I tried to watch it. I legit tried to watch it. And I got like maybe 10, 15 minutes in. However much time it took for them to get to that bar, be talking about shots. You know, Kevin say, hey, man, it's been, you know, I'm not trying to drink. I've been sober for 6 months. And his brother like, oh, man, a little bit not going to hurt you. And then I was like, I paused it and never played it and never turned it back on again. Like, I'm super sensitive to that. But it's like, even in that, like, we just, that's not an uncommon occurrence. Like, I know before, like, shit got really bad. And like, before I was suicidal and rehab level, like, when you just knew I had a problem, like, I would just drink till I passed out or drink till I did something obnoxious every time we went out. When I wasn't drinking, like, people, hey, you're not drinking? You know, why are you not drinking? Are you still doing that? You still not drinking? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, we just, I don't know. Something's wrong. It's toxic. And it's so much of the, I'm noticing so much of the toxic masculinity and its effect on men, on how we treat ourselves, on how we treat other men. Like, I'm not sure if that's like a place that we've had that discussion before. Like, I think you get a lot of defensiveness from people from that toxic masculinity thing because it's about what we are doing to other groups or what we're doing to women or, you know, stuff like that. And the dudes get defensive. But if you were to talk to a dude about what he does to himself, like how he treats himself out of some like weird sense of masculinity, like, it's crazy. It's really crazy. On that note, you know, on the like recognizing it and hitting a milestone birthday and trying to use that as a leverage point to get better. I'm really trying to get past a lot of the things that bother me. You know, the attention, I'm not trying to be an attention seeking person, but I don't want to be a person that shies away from attention. Like, throughout my life, I end up in situations where I am, you know, I'm looked at for a certain thing. As a kid, I was always like the smart kid. And so my name was mentioned by teachers and stuff all the time. And I hated that shit. I mean, I hate it. And I hear like my daughter's teacher talk about, you know, using her as an example for the class. I'm like, man, don't do that. That doesn't make for a fun childhood for a kid. And maybe that's where I started like hating attention. But that's like, it's been like the story of my life. I end up places, and no matter how much I avoid it, I end up either in a leadership role or something. You know, I end up in a place where the attention is forced on me. I don't want it, and I'm trying to shy away from it. And I need to embrace them situations and be grateful for those situations. I'm trying to work on that. I'm investing a lot in myself lately. I just went out and made a purchase before I started this podcast. You know, I'm in here right now. I'm recording this like video. I got like that new webcam I talked about, and I got some lights, and I just purchased another camera, and I got big plans for like the future of this show and what I want to do in terms of, you know, taking it to the next level. And I think the dope thing is that I'm really starting to care less about the show being successful, and I'm starting to just have fun with, you know, how much I can learn and do, and I, you know, things that I didn't think were possible, or things you look at and you're like, man, how did they do that? And then you realize, oh, it's not that hard. I can do that too. Well, look what I can do, you know? And so I think I am kind of, I'm embracing that, and I want to do that. I'm trying to just have more fun in general. And that's, I think, like, maybe toxic masculinity has robbed me of fun. Like, I can't have fun. I can't do things that other people do and enjoy, because I have to keep up the mask or something, you know. I think I told y'all last week, I only dance two places, and that's Target and the grocery store. And I got to have somebody with me. I don't do it by myself. I think it'd be real fucked up if I was by myself dancing in Target. And maybe that's the toxic masculinity coming out. Why can't I dance by myself in Target? I don't know. I used to do it just to get on my ex-wife's nerves. Just, you know, just draw attention to her because she with this dumbass dude. But I don't know. I'm trying to get out of it. I'm trying to have fun. I like for the people around me to have fun. And I think people enjoy, like, you know, seeing me in that element. And I pull things out of people when I'm, like, just being free and not being so guarded and shit like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of dudes, you know, that we could just have more fun if we could, you know, shed some of this, you know, so-called masculinity. And strangely enough, I did a whole episode called Masculinity Defined back when I had a co-host. He wasn't coughing in this one, though. But we talked about in that episode, like, the most masculine thing you can do is not give a fuck how somebody else views your masculinity. Like, if you can do something because you want to do it or because it's fun for you, even if you think it's going to make you look a certain way to another person, like, not caring and doing it is, like, more manly than holding back and not doing what you want to do to appease somebody else's, I don't know, interpretation of you. And you can't, and I'm learning that you can't control that shit. Like, you know, I'm trying to focus way more, you know, in this part of my life on character versus reputation, you know, being the person that I want to be and not so much worrying about the person people think I am, because I can't control that. And if I put too much stake in that, it'd drive me crazy. And it did drive me crazy in the past. So moving forward, I'm older. I said I was going to stop doing that, right? But I'm wiser. There we go. Can I do that? Can I say wise instead of old? I'm wiser. And trying to, I don't know, show some of that wisdom. Exemplify some of that wisdom. Be a better flame. But yeah, man, that's all that's been going on with me. That's my real topic. I think, I don't know, a lot of changing I need to do. And I just want to, like, bring new perspectives to conversations about some of the things that men do. I wish you guys could understand this a little bit. We just want to be understood. You don't know how tough it is. You don't know how fucked up it is. Can't have nothing. Can't enjoy nothing. Somebody gonna fuck it up for you. When I did the episode, I told you, when I got this apartment, then I was so excited, you know, when I came up and I saw it, and they were like, rooftop patio. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have a rooftop patio. Super excited. And the moment I mentioned that to my room, I had like, four or five roommates at the time. The moment I mentioned that to my roommates, it was just fucking hell on earth. Like, they made me hate this fucking rooftop patio. Like, I didn't want to, every time they told somebody, hey, you know, he flan got a joint with a rooftop patio. Hey, tell him about the rooftop patio. Flan. God damn. Like, and they knew, like, that was driving me crazy. Yeah, they just, and that's what we do to each other. It's what we do. It's fucked up. It's super fucked up. Anyway, let's uplift some dudes real quick. The homie that I talked about, Zaya Fitness, had dinner with him. I ain't gonna say what he ate, but he's a good dude, and he can get you there with your fitness goals. I think he's working on, he's doing one of those competitions. I don't think it's like strictly bodybuilding. It's layers to that shit, but he's in one of them layers, and because he's that type of fit, and he can get you there too. So hit him up on livealphafitness.com. That's livealphafitness.com. And he can get you right with your nutrition and fitness goals. livealphafitness.com. Hit him up. And then my other homie, Tavares Taylor, ttcharities.org. Please hit up the website. They always got an important positive program going on, trying to take care of their people. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a like, a retweet, a repost. It all goes a long way. But if you're looking for ways to be impactful in a positive manner, ttcharities.org is a great place to start. My man, Tavares Taylor. And then I got my stuff. I actually got a couple of orders in this week, so I appreciate you you all that are taking advantage of hoodie season. Coupon code HOODIESZN will get you 20% off your order of, it's got to be sweaters and hoodies and mugs, shit for the cold weather, like t-shirts. It's not that season right now. It's not t-shirt season, hoodie season. Hoodie season to get you 20% off. whatistws.com/store. Get you some dope stuff. I think all the stuff is dope, and I got doper stuff coming out. I got neck gaiters and everything, so if you're trying to be cool with the mask, I got them. Help me send Chef Elise
out of Pepe
to Disney World, Disneyland, one of them. Great America, I don't know, something. But yeah, with that said, I appreciate you guys for just hanging out with me. Got much more coming. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, leave a review if you got the time to. If you hated this whole thing, leave me a review anyway. Tell me what you hated about it. I still appreciate your time. But yeah, until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light, and know this, if you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could've had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.